A62. Number 15A.
We go on with life, with individuality of life. We had, from the point of view of mind, we could see that individuality is an idea, consists of idea, it's an individuality of ideas, therefore not of a human conception, that mind knows me as what I am, knows my individuality, alone mind, alone the divine mind, knows it, and is aware of it. And we have seen that that individuality is spiritual, that it is the only real individuality which I have. And then we saw that that individuality is substantial, that it is constantly unfolding and unfolding. And then we came to soul. What can you see what individuality is when defined through ideas of soul?
Safe and secure from being torn down and destroyed.
Safe and secure, yes. What else can we see at that individuality? An individuality is always, cannot be changed. Again, now we have to know, cannot be changed into its opposite. That's all right. Yeah, cannot be changed. We cannot lose it. Perhaps we say it like this, that we cannot lose our individuality because we believe that, say, through age or life experience or anything like that, our individuality could be lost. What else could you see in soul? Yes?
Spiritual understanding of spiritual sense.
Could you make a sentence?
Well, that mind and morality is the identity line between spiritual understanding.
Mm-hmm. Your individuality is spiritual understanding.
Well, I always think that way. Rather than seeing corporeal self as you know.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Really free to be itself.
Free to be itself, yes.
It is therefore satisfying.
It's satisfying, always a satisfying individuality. And, yes. Not everybody has a satisfying individuality. They are bored with themselves and they get hooked up at themselves. So this is quite a point, that true individuality is always satisfying. Yes?
This true individuality has the capacity of soul.
Yes. What does that mean if individuality has a capacity of soul?
Well, that it would include within itself all that is ever required of it.
Yes, yes, yeah. That includes within it itself, really, all that is necessary. It has the seed within itself, yes, so that it always has that what is required. It's very true, yeah.
Sometimes someone may have an artistic individuality or a specialized individuality,
mm-hmm.
But the capacity of
soul would mean they'd have this infinite capacity and they could do anything. Yes, yes. Then we go to principle, that is to the ideas of principle. What could we see there? Yeah.
One's individuality is a self-governing individuality.
It's a self-governing individuality, yes. Yes.
Breath in terms of personality.
Absolutely, huh? Yes. So it's impersonal. What else can you see as individuality? All right. As truth. individuality as ideas of truth. What must an individuality be in order to be individuality? You see, that's always the question. It's always whole, yeah.
Healthy,
yes. Yes?
That this individuality would have the true man of truth.
Yes.
The high standard of that true manhood.
Yes. It expresses true manhood in an individual way, in a whole way, in a healthy way, yes. Is individuality conscious of itself? See? It's absolutely conscious of itself. It's a conscious individuality, not something that is laying there in the unconsciousness or in the collective consciousness. Or it's really an individuality that is aware of itself, that is conscious of itself and knows what it is. So that we know what we are. We always should know what we are, or else we are not conscious of our being, of our individuality. Yeah?
Would we say that when we use the word whole in all these cases, that what we mean is inclusive of every idea that is considered in the compound idea?
Mm-hmm. I think it, as whole, I would say it's all the idea necessary for that specific idea. Only for that specific idea, say what is necessary for individuality to be individuality. If it has all the necessary idea, then it is whole or healthy, a healthy individuality. So it is a compound, but not the compound. It is a compound idea.
So in terms of other words that you use, it's a world of worlds.
Yeah, it's a world of the worlds, yes. So every idea has a wholeness, but every idea has a different compound, or else it would not be able, could not be differentiated from all the other ideas. Yeah. Yes?
The whole individuality.
All right, you can say that individuality is a revealed individuality. It's not hidden away. Huh? It's not unconscious. It is a conscious individuality. This is very important, you see, that we are consciously conscious of what we are. That we don't dream along and just feel, well, I am what I am, not knowing really what we are. Always the question, know what you are. Huh? Yes?
Max, another question just occurred to me. This is that he calls her a compound idea, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Would that be related to this A compound idea that we just discussed?
Yes, that we just discussed.
One compound idea would be called Earth, in other words.
Yes. Well, it's a symbol for the Earth, because the Earth symbolizes that all the material substance and everything is gathered together as Earth. Whereas man is called the compound idea, because consciousness is then really gathering all the individual compounds together as the compound idea.
But an individual compound idea would be then a compound idea.
Yeah.
Earth.
Yeah. But the best thing is you leave out Earth.
Yes.
But the difference in the symbolism between Earth and man is really a compound idea, the compound idea. Yeah. And under A means a specific. So actually we'll see that man is not something new. Huh? It's just all a compound ideas together, huh? As one concept.
As an aggregate.
As an aggregate, so to say. Yeah? Alright, we come back to individuality, consciousness. We stop there to see that individuality is only then individuality when it is conscious of itself. Therefore, we must make it conscious and consciously be conscious of what constitutes individuality. Then we have a whole and healthy individuality. And if we go to love, what do we see at the point of love?
It's self-sufficient.
For instance, that individuality is self-sufficient. That's very good in love, huh? It does not need anything else to be complete, to be fulfilled. This is usually the sense that an individuality is very nice, but it needs another individuality in order to find its completion and its self-sufficiency. We always would have a sense that being an idea of the infinite, therefore at our disposition are all the ideas, therefore we have everything within us in our individuality that is necessary to meet any situation. Therefore is self-sufficient. That sense that is mostly in the human, that one feels one needs somebody else. A man needs a woman needs a man. Parents need children, children need parents, friend needs friends, and things like that. All that is a sense of insufficiency within oneself, and actually we should be at that point where we feel that we have everything within ourselves that belongs to our individuality. That's love. Everything within itself, you see, that's all-inclusive, all-embracing, that's self-sufficiency. Yes. What else would you like to see as individuality in love?
Individuality is purposeful.
For instance, purposeful. I think this is important to see because many people have a sense that they are here for nothing, that they are just here because they are here. They don't see any purpose in life, what they have to do. They feel, anyway, I'm a little... what do you call it, a stone on the beach, a pebble on the beach? Just a pebble on the beach, doesn't matter. Whereas we should see that each one has terrific importance and a great purpose for which to live and to be just necessary for the whole plan, to fill in that niche in the whole plan which is destined for us, so that the whole can only be whole if we are there, if our individual contribution is done. And that naturally does away with the false concept of individuality, that we feel... Oh, just went out. What did I say about positive now? At that moment, I was...
Oh, yes.
That we are necessary because we feel sometimes unnecessary, unimportant, but the whole plan could not exist without our contribution. Oh yes, now I got it. And then I went on and said, this is freeing ourselves naturally of that belief that our individuality must imitate something else, someone else. That I'm only be a fulfilled individuality when I can also achieve what the other one has achieved. And this is a great danger. Somehow people have sometimes an ideal and they want to imitate that ideal so that they can say, my individuality should also be so wonderful as that other person or that other ideal tried to imitate it, and naturally never can and never should, because individuality is unique and therefore does not need to imitate. And on the other side also, therefore there is no competition. Love has infinite compensation for everything, and so our individuality is unique, absolutely unique, without competition, without the need of simulating or imitating another individuality. Yes?
Individuality and love also, otherwise you are an isolated individual, and you are not part of a whole.
Yes, that's it. Huh? We fill in that part in the whole design, huh? Which we have to fill in, huh? Then the whole is whole because of us, and we are whole because of the whole. Yes, yeah, yeah. And therefore, the moment we would try to imitate somebody or compete with somebody and simulate somebody, we would disrupt the whole plane. We would leave out one part and double up another part which doesn't need to be doubled up. Is that good enough in English? Yeah. Okay. Which is so important for our work, you know. One knows that in Christian Science. One comes into Christian Science and at once one has an ideal which one wants to imitate. Everybody then smiles as the practitioner smiles, uses the same terms as the practitioner uses, tries to do the same thing, wear the same hat, etc., etc., as the practitioner, because the practitioner is the big thing, huh? Then comes the teacher, and then one wants to do it exactly like the teacher. Then one wants also be a practitioner. And then one tries to be a practitioner, even if that is not our individuality. So, also, in our work, we must see that we don't think because Max has written books, I have to write books. Because Max gives lectures, I also have to give lectures. Because Max teaches, I also have to teach. This is all just a way of imitation, and it's destroying our individuality. Each one should find out, should work out his individuality, and that may be something completely different. But that which is necessary for the whole plan. Think of what I could achieve if everybody would be teaching and writing books. Because I had nobody to help me. Huh? My mission would be finished and the idea would be finished, would be destroyed. So only when we see that there are so many individualities necessary for a compound individuality and each one trying to see what his or her own individuality and contribution is, really then the whole mosaic just fits nicely together so that one stone fits into the other one. Huh? Yeah, hatches. Mm-hmm. It's like, I guess you also have that puzzle play where you have the things, jigsaws.
Jigsaw.
Ah, jigsaw, you call it. Yeah, that's what it is. Huh? That whole picture only comes out when every part is there and every part is different. Yeah. I have to learn a lot of terms. Yeah. All right, that would be how we could get a better concept of individuality. Now let's go to truth and see what we could do in truth. What would you like to take in truth? Consciousness? Yes. What about health?
Yes.
Would that be also interesting?
Yes, my true health.
All right. We take health for an exception instead of consciousness. Health is an idea of truth. So, what is health within the intra-relationship of the ideas of truth? Why is health an idea of truth?
It is whole and having all parts within itself.
It's whole, having all parts within itself. Is that Is that what characterizes truth? Not quite. Huh? What is that which characterizes truth? What makes truth truth, so to say?
It knows no error.
It knows no error. Therefore it knows what?
It knows only truth.
It knows only all that is truth, huh? The plural, huh? All the truth, huh? Yes?
I like web of consistency. It has a wholeness, a very precise feeling.
Mm-hmm. Is truth a web of consistency? Huh? What really makes truth truth? You said it destroys, what did you say, it destroys error or something like that, yes? But what makes truth truth, really?
It sets a standard.
It sets a standard, yes?
It has dominion.
It has dominion?
It's the master.
It's
self-affirming.
It's self-affirming, I think that is, huh? When we build on something to be true, we know it is self-affirming, huh? It stands for itself, it has dominion, huh? Yes, the moment it is self-affirming and self-claiming, self-admitting. Huh?
What about its ideal nature, which is free from flaw?
Then you get to that whole range of ideal, free from flaw, wholeness, huh? Yes? Yeah? So, health, huh? Would therefore be, now we have to go back to health within the realm of truth, would therefore be, what is health now? Would be wholeness of all that is true, huh? We must see that, huh? That it is the wholeness of all truths. Huh? All truths together make the one truth. Huh? Yeah?
You could add one and another on it, self-conscious wholeness.
Self-conscious of it, you see? Yes? So that health would be whole of all truths, and therefore know what it knows, be aware of itself, be conscious of itself. What conscious of itself? Be conscious of its own affirmation of what it is. Huh? That's the truth. That's the why truth can destroy error. Huh? Because it is affirming itself, claiming itself as what it is. Huh? Yes? It testifies only to itself. Yes? Mm-hmm. All right.
The old English word, health, is the origin of both health and whole.
Oh, yes.
It means the same thing.
Yes, of health and whole, yes. Because we are healthy when we are whole. Huh? But when are we whole? When all the truths are there. Huh? And everything is there which needs to be there. When is it there to be there? When truth affirms itself. And the nature of truth is seen as that in being exists a nature that always affirms itself as what it is. That does not need to wait until I affirm it and say, you are true. That's why truth is something that acts without that we know it, and acts until the right comes, overturns until it comes whose right it is. It's an interesting thing, you see, that we can say, well, we can trust truth that it works out what is right. Because we attribute to the synonymous term truth that quality in being which says, I affirm myself through high and hell water. Huh? Oh. At least I noticed it before you did. You see, that's truth. That we don't have to have a feeling, we have to do something. You see? Like in argumentation, where we feel, I have to affirm it, and And I have to deny error and to affirm the truth, as if truth would only work when we affirm it. Whereas the capitalized term truth says, I'm that nature in being which says being affirms itself. Being claims itself that which is in every case true, which is in every case fact. The facts affirm themselves. That's truth. Therefore, it destroys error only because of that. It's no mystical thing that truth destroys error, as if truth would be something, a question mark, but it does destroy error. It is the fact in being that being just accepts itself, affirms itself, claims itself, establishes itself, is aware of itself, and by being aware of itself, affirms everything that exists in the infinite mind. I come back to mind. It exists all the ideas that are in mind, and in spirit, and in soul, and principle life. That's truth. A terrific sense that there is a self-consciousness in being that knows all that is true and affirms it. Not only knows it, that would only be mind, but affirms it and claims it, never lets go.
Shouldn't we have form, the form of health in here?
Yes.
Health has, human connotation has little forms of health. The form, the gestalt, and the system and structure and all that really comes in of this sense of health.
Yes, you naturally can say that health has many forms, that we have many forms of health. We have the idea health about bodily health, the idea about health in government, health in relationship, health in supply, health in everything. So there are many forms of health, but fundamentally, it is just saying, I have everything what is needed to be what I am.